This week's podcast from retired travel journalist, author and blogger Jake the Writer, which he wrote after being stopped at a routine police road check and which stirred a tale from his memory bank. He calls it, "Hello, hello, be very worried." I admit to being worried when I was stopped at 9 a.m. on a Sunday morning and breathalysed, even though I hadn't had a drink in weeks. Over the years, one reads of some very dodgy happenings that somewhat knock one's faith in the rule of law. The Hillsborough Inquiry, the Battle of Orgreave, the police handling of child sexual exploitation in Rotherham, and that's just the failings of one police force. Don't even start me on the shooting of Jean-Charles de Menez in Stockwell Station on the London Underground in 2005. I question whether much has changed over the years. We've all heard about the jolly policeman of our childhood who would sort the yobs out with a clip round the ear. That must be from people whose memories are better than mine. If I think back to the 60s, when I was a witness in a case at the West End Central Court, I was told that I would not be required for an hour or so, so I wandered into one of the courts and sat in the public gallery. The case was being heard by a stipendiary magistrate. The prisoner in the dock was charged with burglary and was a rather scruffy, weedy little man, and a short, stocky man who looked to be under the minimum height for the Metropolitan Police identified himself as Detective Sergeant Harold Challoner. Challoner took the oath and said, in a very tortured, plodding police jargon, "As a result of information received, I went to the Greasy Spoon Cafe," that's not really its name, "in Fulham Road, where I found the prisoner sitting at a table. I told him that he answered a description of a person seen leaving a burglary in Eaton Square, and I'm arresting you and you will be taken to West End Central Police Station where you'll be charged with burglary." I then cautioned him and he was arrested. The stipendiary, that's a paid magistrate who sits alone, asked the prisoner if he had any questions of the officer. He said, "No, not really." He said, "Hello, Jono. I've been looking for you. You're effing nicked. Get in the motor." The beak looked over his specs and said, "Well, that's basically what the officer said." I listened to the rest of the case and saw the prisoner remanded in custody, and I left thinking that I'd witnessed a fit-up. A couple of years later, there was a real scandal when, during a demonstration outside the Grosvenor Hotel, where the King of Greece was staying on a state visit, a student was arrested and apparently hit by one Detective Sergeant Harold Challoner and three of his colleagues. Challoner had picked on the wrong man, of course. The man was a cartoonist for Peace News and a member of the National Council for Civil Liberties. The man alleged that Challoner shouted, "You're effing nick me, beauty. Boo the Queen, would you?" and hit him on the head. At the police station, he was told that Challoner had found half a brick in his pocket and he was charged with having an offensive weapon. It then transpired that forensic evidence proved that the man's suit had never been in contact with any brick dust, and the piece of brick could not have been fitted into any of the pockets. Oops. Detective Sergeant Harold Challoner had served in the SAS during World War II and had been awarded the Military Medal. He'd earned the reputation as the craziest soldier in the regiment. Taken prisoner twice and escaped twice. After the war, he joined the force, where he earned the reputation as a chancer. His luck ran out when he was charged with his three colleagues with conspiracy to pervert the course of justice and corruption offences. The three other officers were sentenced to prison for 3 years, while Challoner was found to be mentally unfit to plead and spent some years in a secure mental hospital. There was strong feeling in the media that he'd been spared jail because he'd known where the bodies had been buried. a whitewash that allowed police corruption to continue within the Metropolitan Police unabated. Doing a challoner became police slang expression for avoiding punishment and prosecution through retiring sick from the force. Harold Challoner died in 2008 after a comfortable retirement in Cornwall. It's strange, it doesn't take much to bring my old memories to the surface. Did you know that cop was derived from constable on patrol? Not that appropriate these days when it's reported that the average time actually spent on patrol is less than 8 minutes in each hour. Evening all. I'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.